At the end of the last ice age, when real global warming began, it was a good thing that the Earth warmed. Toronto was under a 1.5 mile thick sheet of ice. There was, in other words, there was no Toronto. As a matter of fact, there wasn't a Chicago or a New York City.
New York City?
Yep, New York City. Did not exist. It was under what's known as a glacier, or as Bear Grylls was at, glacia. One of these reports. Now, I'll give you a sample of this. Evidence is presented specifying the timing and amplitude of the natural 60 plus or minus year, and more importantly, 1,000 year periodicity is observed emergent behaviors. Talking about climate change, what actually drives it, not what Al Gore says drives it, that are so obvious in the temperature record. Data related to the solar climate driver are discussed, and the solar cycle 22 low in the neutron count in 1991 is identified as a solar activity millennial peak and correlated with the millennial peak inversion point. This is all a bunch of scientific mumbo-jumbo, but there's good stuff in here. The global millennial temperature rising trend seen in figure 11. By the way, you can see all this on my site at mikechurch.com. From 1984 to the peak and the trend inversion point is the inverse correlative the tropical cloud cover fall from 1984 to the millennial trend change at 2002. All this stuff began to peak and peaked in 2002. These correlations suggest possible teleconnections between clouds and global temperature. Now listen, unless the range in causes of natural variation as seen in the natural temperature quasi-periodicities are known within reasonably narrow limits, it is simply not possible to even begin the effect or to estimate the effect of anthropogenic CO2 on climate. In other words, man does not have an impact, and if he does, you can't measure it. Given the lack of any empirical CO2 climate connection reviewed earlier and the inverse relationship between CO2 and temperature. Now, there is an impact. When the planet starts to warm as a result of solar activity and the gas giant planets pushing or pulling on the Earth and affecting our orbit, our obliquity, that's the angle towards the sun. Think of a top, when you spin a top. When a top starts to slow down, it starts to wobble, right? Well, the Earth goes through a very similar cycle of wobble. Sometimes we spin nice and fast. Sometimes, because of the gravitational pull of the gas giant planets, we get an orbit where we start to spin a little bit, like a top. When that happens, that's what drives major climate change. This is all demonstrable in the historic in the climate record, by the by. And given the lack of any empirical CO2 climate connection reviewed earlier, and the inverse relationship between CO2 and temperature seen in Figure 2, and the years 2003 to 2015. The simplest and most rational working hypothesis is that the solar activity increase is the chief driver of the global temperature increase since the Little Ice Age. Now, we hit the peak. That's what you need to know. The peak has been hit. It's not going to get any warmer. It's going to start getting colder, and you're not going to like it if you live far north. There's seven studies in this paper that I reviewed at MikeChurch.com in today's pile of prep and in my Little Ice Age Cometh. We can conclude that solar activity oscillations impact the Earth climatic conditions to such an extent that they become measurable only in the long run. The magnitude of the solar cycle from 7 to 17 and a mean of 11.2 years seems to support this statement. Based on the similarities of solar cycles 5 and 24, we can expect a longer period of cold weather from the years 2022 to 2034, corresponding to the solar cycles 24 and 25. And here's another one. As a result of this, this is study number 7. The Earth will have a negative average annual energy balance also in the future. This will lead to the beginning of the decreasing in the Earth's temperature and of the epoch of the Little Ice Age after the maximum phase of the 24th solar cycle approximately since the end of 2014. So, basically, folks, we're going to freeze to death. You're not going to burn up. You're going to freeze. There's going to be more cold, more snow, more freeze, more nor'easters, and less food. Which is why the threat to humanity never was from warming. Earth warms, things grow. Do the math. Earth cools, less things grow. More cold, more ice, less vegetation. You can do the math from there. And by the by, if there was any relation between any of this stuff and carbon dioxide, well, what happens? What do plants eat? Carbon dioxide. What are there less of when it gets colder around the planet? Less plants. It would only make sense then if you were seeing an increase in CO2. It would not be because you and I are exhaling and we're producing it. It would be because there's less plants to gobble the stuff up. Anyways, it's fascinating stuff to read. Planet is magnificent. God designed it that way. It sits in the... somebody sent me a note the other day. Well, you realize that using the geocentric model and not the heliocentric model, your theories about the gas giants pushing us around don't work. And I responded, well, they do work because the gravity still has an effect upon the orbits of everything else orbiting in near proximity to Earth, including the sun. And the fact that Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus, go to the website, go read the 9 times rule, parts 1 through 4, and Professor Dr. William McClenny will edumacate you on this.